जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वन जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम राम हरे हरे नीताय गौर हरि बोल गौर हरि बोल जया प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद 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 गौर ब्रह्मानंदे हरि हरि बोल जय ओम विष्णुपाद भ्रमंग सुब्राज गचार ज्यष्टी श्रीमद शिला भय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत गण वैष्णविंद की जय गुरु परंपरा की जय शील प्रभुपाद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय समवेत वैष्णव वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर जीव की जय, कृष्ण बलराम जीव की जय, गौणिताय की जय, निताय गौर ब्रह्मानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भगवती नैष्ठिकी। So we are serving Srimad Bhagavatam. With Srila Prabhupada's translation and purport, on 10th canto, 12th chapter, 29 to 32, that's what Keshava Prabhu told me. So, since I was told by Pushkar Prabhu long time back that anything has any translation has a purport, then we'll repeat that. And the other one, I'll just read it. Tadghana chada deva bhayadha heti chakrushu jaharshu je chakangshadha kaunapastu aghabandavaha. When Krishna entered the mouth of Agasura, the demigod hidden behind the cloud exclaimed, "Alas, alas, but the friend of Agasur, like Kamsa and other demons, were jubilant." Now, 30, we will do it together. If we can read the word to word first, I would appreciate. Tat, that exclamation of ha, ha. No, not ha-ha. Ha-ha means alas, alas, means a shorter tone. In Sanskrit, ha-ha means alas, it says fearful. Ha-ha means a little happy, not happy, it's a sad. That exclamation of ha-ha. Srutva, hearing, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Lord Krishna, tu, indeed, abhyayaha, never vanquishable, sa arbha vatsakam, along with the coward boys and the cubs, churni chikirshu, of that demon who desired to smash within the abdomen, Atmanam, personally, himself, Tarasha, very soon, Babride, enlarged, Gale, within the throat. Srila Prabhupada's translation and purport. When the invincible Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, heard the demigod crying, "Alas, alas," from behind the clouds, he immediately enlarged himself within the demon's throat, just to save himself and the coward boys, his own associates, from the demon who wished to smash them. Purport. Such are the acts of कृष्ण परित्राणाय साधुनां विनाशाय च दुष्कृतं भगवद्गीता 4:8 but by enlarging himself within the throat of the demon Krishna suffocated and killed him and at the same time saved himself and his associates from imminent death and also saved the demigod from lamentation now we'll do 31 and 32 ततो तितिक्षाय निरुधामार्जिन हि उग्रिण दृष्टेर्भ्रमतास्तु इतस्ततः पूर्णान्तरङ्गे पवनो निरुद्धो मूर्धान् विनिर्भिद्ध विनिर्गतो बहिः Then because Krishna had increased the size of his body, the demon extended his own body to a very large size. Nonetheless, his breathing stopped. He suffocated and his eyes rolled here and there, popped out. The demon's life air, however, could not pass through any outlet, and therefore it finally burst out through a hole in the top of the demon's head. 32. तनैव सर्वेषु बहिर्गतेषु प्राणेषु वत्सन् सुहृदा परेतन् दृष्टाशयत्थो शयोत्थोप्पा तद् अन्वीता पुनर्विक्त्रं वक्त्रं मुकुन्द भगवान् विनिरयोः When all the demon's life air had passed away, through that hole in the top of his head, Krishna glanced over the dead cubs and coward boys and brought them back to life. Then Mukunda, who can give one liberation, came out from the demon's mouth with his friends and the cubs. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनो वेष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा महयं ददाति स पदांतिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगनललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात देशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुवश्च कृपा सिन्धुभैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे दिस इज ए वेरी रेयर अपॉर्चुनिटी फॉर ए कंडीशन्ड सोल इन द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड टू नो द ट्रूथ ऑफ Supreme Personality of Godhead in his sweetness pastimes, which is not known until Mahaprabhu came. And this is Srila Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special mercy that he has sent his very intimate devotee, his divine guest, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and give inner fulfillment, which Rupa Goswami Pad has chalked out in Nectar of Devotion, Ujjal Nilmani, then Nectar of Instruction, began with Nectar of Instruction. So I thought this morning when I heard that I was allowed to serve Srimad Bhagavatam, I thought this is always nice to know that how we can ascertain the truth of Srimad Bhagavatam from the level where I am at. So in Bhagavatam, commentary given by Srila Prabhupada very nicely, that there is a, in order to understand this Braja Dham, Braja Leela that we are reciting so nicely, I must understand some aspect of Krishna, then it will be easy to reconcile and feel fulfillment or nourishment within the heart. So there is something called in Madhya Leela, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada translated, Krishna consciousness means to know the truth, tattva, of what is jiva tattva, what is maya tattva, what is Krishna tattva, what is bhakti tattva, what is rasa tattva, and what is lila tattva. Srila Prabhupada says, this is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means we should know this. The tattva, tattva means, tat means that, that-ness. You always heard in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains, you want to know me, aham hi sarva jagyanam bhukta cha prabhureva cha teno mam avijananti tattena chabbanti te. If you don't know me in tattva, you will fall down, Krishna says. Janma karma cha vedibham evam javeti tattata. So many places, tattva. So tattva, Srila Jiva Goswami Pad, in tattva sandarbha, he writes, tat means that which. If you say, what is Radha tattva? That Radha, which is explained, her personality, her beauty, everything by who? Either sadhu or shastra or guru. If you look at Krishna Balaram, Krishna's feet, do you see is a chubby, like a chubby thigh? Srila Prabhupada says in Nectar of Devotion, Krishna's, when Mother Yashoda sees Krishna's baby form, his thigh is very chubby, very fatty. He writes fatty, I think, translation. So if you say, well, I see slim, who is supporting my opinion, slim? But if you say, well, I have to train my eye, that Prabhupada says he has a fatty thigh. Okay, I may not be seeing because this eye may deceive. So if I want to know the truth of Krishna's thigh, then Prabhupada says he is fatty thigh. So I should start seeing through that we heard from Prabhupada and Acharyas. This is called tattva. Tattva means that-ness, that which is supported by who. Then if I see through that, then it will be tattva. In that explanation, Jiva Goswami says, there is a relative truth and there is an absolute truth. This Brajabasi, the Brajadham Leela, is absolute truth, that which exists by its own right. Nothing has to support. But relative truth has to be supported. Prabhupada writes in second canto, very nice, many, many purported, how this is interdependent, means it does not exist by its own right, but it has to be supported by this. I am seeing Pushkar Prabhu, but actually I have to say has to be electricity, my eyes has to be open. So many interdependent to see him. But spiritual truth does not require sunlight or my eye. Or spiritual truth exists by its own right. So like that. Srila Prabhupada in this 10th canto, one verse at least I saw, he repeated many, many times, you all know, in the purport. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitabhi stavirja eva nijarupataya kalabhi गोलक एव निवसति अखिलात्म भूत गोविंदमादि पुरुषम तमहम भजामि. Actually, previous chapter one purport, he put twice that verse. He probably so much in love, I feel. That verse has a very secret about this Braja Leela, then we'll go. Can I borrow a watch from someone? So I don't go over time. Ananda means, in general dictionary meaning, means blissful, joyful. Ananda. But Srila Jiva Goswami Pad commentary on this Brahma Sanghita, he says, Ananda here represent the predominating deity of Bhagavan, which is Ladini Shakti. Thank you. Which is Ladini Shakti, means Srimati Radhika. So Ananda referred to Srimati Radhika. And Chinmaya, Ananda Chinmaya. Chit means transcendental awareness, knowledge. And it culminates in the spiritual world called relationship and experience, realization, feelings, like this. And Radharani, Ananda, does the fulfillment, nourishment. So when they combine Ananda Chinmaya, when the pleasure potency comes from Srimati Radhika's heart and the feeling and relationship comes from Krishna's heart. This is very interesting. If you go in chapter 4, Adi Leela, in one purport, Prabhupada, twice he repeated the same thing. It is very important, and especially if somebody wants to know, it's Madhya Leela, chapter 6.160 text. Prabhupada said, these two potency, until it bestowed to the heart of a soul, this soul can never understand or get out of Maya. These two potency is coming from, one coming from Srimati Radhika's heart, and one is coming from Sri Krishna's heart. These two, when combines, come together, it's called rasa. It produces rasa with the ingredients, the four ingredients Shesha Prabhu very nicely explained in his class. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitavi. Pratibhavita here is very significant, that Supreme Lord Krishna, he is known as Swarup Ananda. In Chaitanya Chaitamrita, very nicely many verses explain this. Lord Sri Krishna, from his toenail to tip of his hair, is only one substance, not bones, muscle, or blood, or whatever that I have, the temporary, ignorant body. He does not have in his body. His body is a condensed form of bliss. Neither I should see this is made of marble. This is an atheistic idea. Marble, maybe it has an origin from Jaipur, but somebody made it. But when we installed, and Srila Prabhupada Mercy, he invited them to accept the offering, that time automatically he has this Satchidananda form. So this Satchidananda form is a condensed form of bliss, not marble or any other material substance. But for my eyes, maybe he may manifest some elements so that I can see, otherwise I may not be able to see this transcendental form. So this condensed form of bliss, he is all the time happy. His toenail even shaking because of his ecstasy. So you put a little ring, it also shakes. His head is shaking so ecstasy, so the peacock feather also shakes. His entire body so ecstasy. Anandam, Nartanam, Kirtanam. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, this is the body of the Lord. Is always so happy that he can't stop dancing or singing about his own glory. So we see Mahaprabhu, that's what he does, or he did all the time, dancing, chanting. This is the condensed form of bliss exhibition. This, then Jiva Goswami Pad gave a little secret, that why Lord is so blissful. Oh, recently we read, Atma Ramascha Munayo, Nirganto Api Urukrame, Kurbanti Ahituki Bhakti Ittam Bhutta Gunam Hari. Mother Mahamaya gave class a few weeks back. That verse is what captured explanation of Mahaprabhu to Sarvam Bhattacharya. That condensed form of Hari is so ecstatic that Atmaramis, they also get attracted. Why? Because of his entire quality personality. So in that explanation, we find Jiva Goswami Pad says, because Srimati Radhika within the Lord, making him, serving him so ecstatic that he is ecstasy. So why Krishna is Atmaram? Because he is ecstasy. But now question comes, when Lord comes to a point where he wants to overwhelm with his ecstasy, he wants to experience this, that time he develop a desire. But this desire is not like I need some money, means I don't have money. So my desire has some lacking or something absence. Lord desire is not like this. When Lord desire, it is overwhelm of his ecstatic. He dance. It's nothing harm. He's so happy he's dancing. It's nothing harm. So this desire to dance is not anything lacking in him. He's always dancing, but sometimes he exhibits some more. So this overwhelming desire, when he desire to exhibit this, that separate, independent, separate identity of his pleasure potency outside, then Srimati Radhika manifests from his left side. That time, this at least I should find myself, I should fall in love with that verse. It's so sweet. Then this verse explains that that time Lord is very astonished and forever he is developing a very wonderful ecstatic emotion within him by seeing that Ladini potency when manifested outside, how she is serving him. So we know, of course, that I don't know how Tomohar Prabhu gave 3-hour class in 15 minutes on the Radhastami day. So much condensed in that. I hope everybody got it, but I even found myself was very difficult. There's a lot of Siddhanta in that, but he some or other summarized in 15 minutes on that Tattva. Was very nice, but we should read more on the chapter 4. It's so nice that when Jiva Goswami Pad give that understanding, how to understand this, that God who is completely happy, now we'll see he will cry for the coward boys going inside the Agasura's body. How to understand this? So Jiva Goswami Pad giving an explanation on that verse, that God is completely happy, eternally happy. He doesn't need anything. Nobody needs to serve him. He is completely happy. That is true. Simultaneously, when he desired to give that position of Ashray Bhagavan, Radharani outside, that time he found his ecstasy actually increasing. Where is the proof? In Chaitanya Charitamrita. Adilila says, Vishaye Jatiya Sukh Amaro Asad Amahoite koti gun, 10 million times I find more happiness. Prabhupada translated, 10 million times more happiness Lord experienced when it is coming through the devotee. How to understand this? So he is giving an example, just like I am breathing. I am breathing to live happy. The breath is like a love. If you compare, the breath is like a breath, air is like a love. So I am feeling very happy. I am alive, very happy. But when the same breath air is coming through a flute, the same what is coming through the flute is my breath air, but it transforms a very astonishing melodious sound. What is it? It makes me happy to hear it. It is hypnotized. It is so sweet. But what is it? It's same breath air. But when it comes through the bamboo flute, it transforms a very astonishing. So similarly, Lord Krishna, he himself is completely happy. But when he finds that his pleasure potency is coming through this Swarup Shakti of aspect called Swarup Shakti Ananda, then it itself makes him more happy than ever before. So that's why all these Braja Leela start happening. So Srimati Radhika, I'm just making a short version of that. Srimati Radhika making this Madhur Leela, original Leela, the intimate pastime between the gopis and Krishna, to support that is supremacy, she created Vatsalya Ras to make it Madhur Ras more superior. Then she created Saukhya Ras, which we are going to discuss now. And then Daishya Ras, then Shanta Ras, like this. So in this, just to have some rough idea, in the beginning of this chapter, very nice explanation Prabhupada given. What is Vrindavan Dham? Vrindavan Dham, always we should remember that there was no Vrindavan until Balaram Prabhu appeared. That's why Krishna says, in Sanatana Shiksha, Prabhupada says, two names of Krishna is most prominent. One is Brajendra Nandan, one is Leela Purushottam. We have to focus these two. Srila Prabhupada mentioned, even in teachings of Lord Chaitanya, also in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So another place he said, Brajendra Nandan means right side is Balaram and left side is Srimati Radhika and Krishna is in the middle. This is Sat, Chit, Ananda. Sat means eternal existence. When Bhagavan wanted, Balaram appeared from his right side. First thing he manifested is Vrindavan Dham. Then he manifested Guru, Prabhupada came. And then from the left side, Radharani manifested in the nourishment, all the color, beauty, all this play, time, everything manifested. So in this Agasur Leela, we find that after explanation of the Vrindavan, chapter 13 to 44 is all about Agasur's in relation to Lord Krishna's merciful nature. There is something in bhakti definition, I must remember, that Srila Prabhupada, one sloka, this is just my personal opinion of the observation that I see, that Prabhupada's ecstasy, that in every chapter you can bring to me of any Prabhupada book, I will show you one sloka, part of that sloka is in that chapter. And I'm sure you all found out. It's called the definition of bhakti. Anna vilashita sunyam gena karma dana vritam anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhakti ruttama. In that explanation, in a shorter version, that the nature of bhakti, pure love, is affection. Nature of bhakti is affection. And nature of affection, that sometime that person loses power of discrimination. This is all over we are seeing in Vrindavan. Why Brajavasi act sometimes as if they don't know? Of course they know. They know everything. They, after 60,000 years meditation, this Munichari, Rishichari, they become a Sadhan Siddha. Not even Brajavasi, following Brajavasi. Then next life they come to Brajadham. Then slowly, slowly. How can they not know? They know everything. But their sweetness covered so much that their all-knowing potency goes down. Just like Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur give an example. You have a little baby. You tell the baby, bring the big chair. And the baby trying, cannot bring it. Standing there, you say, all right, don't worry. After a little while, you'll get strong, you'll bring it. This is called Jarananda, material happiness of parental love. But when, Prabhupada give that example, that when Supreme Lord comes in a big form, How big the form is? The entire globe, this earth planet, became a little ball on the top of his tusk called Barahadev. So how big is the body of the Lord? Giant. The big. And the same Lord, when gopis are asking, oh, bring these shoes, he's trying. Bring this table, he can't. Then they are laughing. So this is what Vrindavan Leela. From Jarananda to Aishwarya Ananda, then to Madhurya Ananda. This gradual progression has to be understood. Then this can be reconciled. So in that beginning, we heard the Agasura's previous life, that he was a son of a Sankachur, and he was very attractive, very handsome, like Kamadev in Garga Sanghita explains, Kamadev. Then when Astabhakra Muni, who had an eight-banded form, Prabhupada says, I still don't know how is the eight-banded form, but I want to be careful. I don't want to comment anything wrong in that eight-banded form. I haven't seen any eight-banded form, so I was wondering. But he's a great sadhu. He's a Brahmavadi. He's not a Vaishnava in that sense. He's a Brahmavadi. They are not offended. They gave the blessing to 16,000 queen to become the queen of. So he has a very big, powerful. Prabhupada gave even his life, how he blessed to those 16,000 queen in the Bhagavatam beginning. So he's not ordinary. It's obviously, this person, the demon, he was very beautiful, but he did not know the power of Vaishnava. Then he commented something very bad. He said, who is this ugly person? When Astabhakra Muni heard it, of course, he immediately saw merciful nature. He has to be corrected. So he gave him a curse that you will become the most ugliest snake in the entire earth. So he became the very ugliest snake. Then at that time, those kind of Brahmavadi or Durvasa like that, Durvasa also Brahmavadi, when they curse, it is not a curse like this. When they give curse, it takes the form immediately. Like when Narad Muni curse Nalkobar, immediately they are transforming to the tree. They see that their consciousness is covering, so it frightened them. Immediately the repentance comes and they regret and they apologize and they cry. And Astabhakra Muni, then he felt bad. So he said, okay, don't worry. Because you are repenting, you did a mistake, you want to come out of it. Okay, very soon Lord Krishna will come. And when he comes, because Lord Krishna's name is Madan Mohan, the most beautiful Kamadev, and your prideness of beautiful, handsome man will be smashed when that most handsome man enters in your body. So this pastime also has to take place. Now, there is one thing I also want to mention. In Sanatana Goswami, Bihad Vaishnava Tosani, it emphasized that those are also to be known as a post. Putana is a post. Agasura is a post. Most all the demons, they are post. Like in this Putana's Leela, like when Bamandev, like tomorrow is, no, day after tomorrow is Bamandadoshi. You will hear how Bamandev appeared so beautiful, handsome little boy that Ratnamala, daughter of Bali Maharaj, could not resist herself. She immediately developed a desire. I want to have a child like this, so cute, so beautiful. And Bamandev wink with the eye. But then when Bamandev took over, he became a Trivikram, took over the entire universe. And that time she said, oh my God, now my father is homeless. He took over everything. I can't believe I wanted this boy as my son. He's not a boy, he's a giant body. He took over entire. She got so angry. If I could have that guy as my boy, I would give him a poison and kill him. So Trivikram again wink. Okay. So to Jogomaya, to fulfill that desire, she came. So same thing, Agasura, this Sankachura's son, he took the post of Agasura in his acting. This everyday of Brahma happens like this. So we know it. Not in Golok Vrindavan. Golok Vrindavan, there is no demon. Only in Bhaumadham. Bhaumadham is like a junction. Junction means where conditioned soul, through their spiritual progress, coming by the mercy of Prabhupada, they're coming to a point where eternal associate and they meet, and then they go through a transformation where the material world is left behind, then they develop a new form, new body, their eternal sarup, then they live from there. That is the final destiny from there. And from there, they go spiritual world, they never come back. So like that. Agasuras, this life, that when Kamsa was going around conquering the world. There's many, many pastimes beautiful, but one place where he came and he saw this beautiful giant, sorry, not beautiful, there was an ugly giant snake, and hissing, fussing, and making everybody fearful. Then Kongsho just gave a fist. Kongsho had a fist very powerful. Even when he came to a point where he smashed all these people, and then he found a person that doesn't move, then he recognized. He was very intelligent. He knew philosophy very well. And he met Parashuram, and he heard Parashuram, no, undefeatable. Say, bow down. Parashuram says, I'll kill you. He said, no, Prabhu, you cannot kill me because I'm not a Kshatriya. You are killer of Kshatriya. I heard about your life. I'm a demon. I'm acting as a demon. You are not a killer of demons. So then Parashuram was pacified. Then he circumambulated. He did parikrama. He knew parikrama, how to do clockwise always. Then he did parikrama and took the blessing and left. Then he felt even more powerful. Then where he found this Agasura, he was a big giant snake. Then Agasura, he took him, and then he smashed. Kongsho smashed Agasura, and Agasura went like could not found anybody ever such a strong, powerful. Then he submit himself. Like Prabhupada says, nowadays he defeated many people, but they didn't surrender to him. And Prabhupada Prabhupada says that this is not proper. So when somebody defeats someone, they should submit or stay under that person. So Agasura, they did. They surrendered to Kongsho and accepted. Then Bakasura also defeated. Then Putana came. Then Kongsho said, no, I don't know. I don't fight with the ladies, but you are already sister because they are under me and they are your sister. So that's how he conquered. He collected all these thousands of demons under him. Submitted his resume, you know. He said, my dear Lord, you should not be disturbed anymore. Because you see, Putana, she went. She is genius, I know, very powerful. But she still have a lady's emotional feeling for a child. So it did not work really. Even Bakasura, he's just a bird. It did not really do. Batsasura is just a calf. And he wanted to be pet and then kill. But it didn't work like this. So he gave a nice logic for everybody why they could not defeat. Just give me the power, I'll go with a very fearful from beginning. No pretending something. So this way I give you guarantee that you will see me. Now one of these verse you'll see here, it says that Kongsho demons, they were jubilant and demigods were afraid. How? So when Agasura got this permission, then Agasura came in the sky and he told all his relatives. They also, you know, like a commander chief also has their own group. So Agasura has also own group of demons. And they all had a power. They are in the sky. So he says, okay, I'm going to land. You know, very funny. You see this boy, you can easily recognize. See how he's the center of everybody. You don't have to, as in Kongsho's court, they discuss Krishna's beauty, Krishna's what he dresses, all these things. And Agasura goes also a little hypnotized. Unless you are hypnotized by the Lord's form, you cannot get Sarupa Mukti. Very soon we'll see, maybe a few days, how he got Sarupa Mukti, similar like God. So he was very hypnotized. Then when he looked from the sky, he immediately spot, oh, there he is. Okay, all my relative and messenger, you all stay here. As things progress, you fly to Kongsho and report. That's how all the demon came to know what is happening. Every minute, one spy going, coming from the sky. And then Agasura came down. When Agasura came to Brajadam and he saw this beautiful, and then he decided to kill. Why? Because of his revengeful nature that... You have killed my brother and sister. I must take revenge, and with that, with you, that body, blood and everything, I should do pindadan. Pindadan means offering to my brother and sister for their welfare being. So when he decided like this, then as the scenery progresses, then boys were there nearby, and then they were coming from the other side, and then where Agasura's body was lying on the very beautiful land, that his jaw was touching the earth, and his upper jaw with the blazing fire of the eye was touching the sky. So it's a very, looks like artificial some, what do you call, some decoration of a big python. So then for today's subject matter, we see that on 29th verse, it explains that how, what made the some boys contemplating to enter and some boys contemplating to, what is this form like? So like Pushkar Prabhu one time explained, there are four types of, at least a couple times he explained, I hope everybody caught it. There are four types of coward boys. We must know, because otherwise we cannot understand why this is happening. One sets of boy has a equal friendship with Krishna, but with a servitorship. They are called Sakha, servitorship. Anything happen, they always want to serve the Lord. Then another group, like when Krishna is a little tired, they want to give him massage, they wipe the sweat and they fan, they make a bed, all kinds of. Another group, they are called Priya Sakha. They are equal, like Sridham, he's a leader. They don't think Krishna can ever get rest. He said, come on, you're not tired. Come on, let's wrestle. They always equal. When they hear something about Krishna, he's God, they say, wow, we all are God. What do you think, Krishna? I heard you God. Now we are God all. So they cannot think any time Krishna is less, because they are completely 100%, 100% equal. Then another sets of group called Surit Sakha, like Balaram, Ujjal. They have a little parental mood, so they have a little bit like a stick, something they carry to serve him, protect him, anything danger happen. So like this. Then the other is a matchmaker, Priyanarma Sakha, between the girls and the boys. Some rough, small, short note, I'm just giving like that. So these boys are the Sakha, who has a little dasya mood. So they didn't want to go. They think, what if it is real python? So they are talking this, that this is very strange. How is possible in the middle of nowhere, in the forest, a big python can come like this? What if it is real? So they didn't want to go. But then it's other boys, those boys who are equal to Krishna. Hey, what is the fear about it? You know Krishna, how he killed Bakasura. We all remember, right, Bakasura's story? What happened in Bakasura's story? It is not the Balaram and the coward boy, they did not have a power to kill Baka demon. They can. But in Vatsasura's story, previous to that, Krishna saw the Bijatiya, means not relative cow, in Vrindavan. Everything is by the relationship, They're all family, like we all are gathered here because we have one intention to hear about same pastime. So we are here. So like this, in Vrindavan, there's a group. They have a same motive, they have a same inclination. So when one calf, he wants to get into every time, but all the calves scattered, go away. And some other Krishna seeing this, he saw, okay, I'll try to finish this. So then he grabbed it. But he grabbed from the back side of the tail, leg. Then he went whirlpool and threw him. Madhumangal and Sridham, they said, come on, Krishna, this is not a big deal. We can do that too. But Krishna had one motive. Krishna wanted to explore the Vrindavan. Vrindavan, one day you can hear, I would like to explain that how beautifully Vrindavan is serving Krishna. Every little element, the grass, the trees, the air, how they are so much in jubilant and ecstasy serving Krishna. So then Krishna thought, I could not get them to depend on me. Why he wants them to depend on him? So that he can explore and go far distance. So in Bakasura, Krishna desire, then Jogamaya create this. So when Bakasura time, when Krishna was swallowed on the throat of crane or duck, crane, demon, that time Krishna was there, and when they could not see it, why they could not move? Because Jogamaya gave them an astrosattic ecstasy feeling called stambha, like pillar. It's like it's so shocked. You can't believe you love him so much, but you are shocked, like how is possible a demon can do such thing? And Jogamaya created this so that they only watch what he wants to show. Then he comes out, there was saliva, of course, a lot of things. But they all became Vishuddha, Shuddha Satta. This is no more dead matter of a crane. It is now pure existence. So that time Krishna comes and looking at the boys, come on, Dada, I mean Balaram, Dada means in Sanskrit called elder brother. Look at, expand the crane beak. And he's showing that how he's killing, and everybody is like watching everything, like a movie. Then when he killed him, then Jogamaya gave them the active part back. They could release, but they could not act before. Now they got active. Then they came, wow, you are the hero. You are the only man. Like we say, you know, you are the man. Like, you are the hero. We can depend on you. You can kill. Wow, giant crane. How did you kill it? Balaram, everybody was so happy and thrilled, and Krishna felt, all right, I got it. That's what I wanted. So this is how it is. Now in the Agasura Lila, it's not that Krishna did not want to stop them. Krishna wanted to stop them. But you remember in the beginning we said, Sharup Shakti Ananda. Krishna is astonished. Prabhupada, I think in 9th canto, few chapter, I saw a few places Prabhupada said, Lord is always astonished how Jogamaya creating. Oh, actually in the 2nd canto, Prabhupada says, how is possible that Krishna is tasting the dal, regular food that, and he's enjoying like this? Because he finds a very taste more than what he tasted before. And this is Jogamaya or Lila Shakti's very, very astonishing part. So Krishna was almost ready to raise hand and tell them, don't enter. But they entered. Then Krishna is surprised. He knew this Jogamaya Lila Shakti is making me happy. Oh, what she wants to prove? She wants to prove that how merciful, how he really misses his boy friends, and he cries. This is Krishna really so much. So he is astonished. This Lila Shakti is manifesting like this. He can't stop. So he is thinking, okay, what should I do now? It's not that omniscient. What happened is all omniscient quality. All omniscient, that Shakti, or we can say Mataji, maybe, that Shakti gets covered by the Lila Shakti. Why? Because Kripa Shakti is subordinate as supreme of all. Kripa Shakti, Bhagavan's Vatsulya, Kripa Shakti, merciful nature, supersede all Shakti. So all omniscient is under her, and Krishna cannot have access. You understand, Sambhit potency, Chit potency means by that potency, Krishna knows himself, he is Supreme God. How? Because that Shakti resides. So Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur quote this, Bhagisha Jasya Badane, in Jogopit, birthplace, you will see that sloka is there in the beginning, on the wall, I used to see it. Bhagisha Jasya Badane, Lakshmir Jasya Bhakshashi, Jasyaste Hridaye Sambhit. This Sambhit potency is in the heart of the Lord. That feeling and relationship. When feeling and relationship potency comes, then the other potency like omnipresence or Aisharja opulent goes down. There has to be some collaboration amongst the Shakti. That's how Lord relish. So when the omniscient potency goes down, now he's thinking, how should I do? I have to think about it. So then Krishna entered. When he entered inside, he did not go in the stomach. Stomach is called Jatoragni. There is a fire which kills. The fire which kills. But the boils stayed in the heart, and Krishna went above the mouth, in the throat. It's not a small place. 8 miles long body and sky cover high. So you can imagine. So Krishna went there. When Krishna went there, what was the astonishing part that Krishna enjoyed? That at one point, Madhumangala, a Brahmana boy, coward boy, he said, I can't see Krishna. I don't want to die like this. I really never want to die without seeing Krishna. If I have to die, I want to die with him. Whatever, I want to be with him. And then Sridham says, what is the use of living if I don't see him? I do not want to live if I don't see him. Then they started crying. And they started crying. Krishna is hearing it. And his heart melted. Oh, they dependent on me. Their whole life soul is me. I am the super soul of all souls. And they are completely so much merged in me. How can I not do this? I have to do. So then Prabhupada writes that he quoted this purport. Two things. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskitam. So then he started expanding like a Vishwarupa form. He expanded. When the Agasura saw that he's expanded, he could not tolerate. So he tried to go back and forth because he had this power, but he could not go up. And until these conscious people were jubilant, they thought, okay, there's a many reason why he did not close mouth, because he did not want to close mouth. He wanted to show Kamsa, if he say, well, I already killed them, where? It's in my stomach, where he can't show it. So I want to keep the mouth open so Kamsa can see, look, I trapped them here, now I'm going to close my mouth. This is one understanding. Another understanding given by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that Krishna actually made it such a way that Agasura tried to close it, but he could not. He tried to expand himself, and Krishna also expanded, proportionate. At one point, he completely made him suffocated, like all the holes, outlet is blocked. So then Agasura could not, some or other, could not get out of this. He was such an extreme pain. At that time, the Brahmaranda, the above this head, this place is called Brahmaranda. I don't know what you call it in English. Golok Vrindavan. It is in the heart, but heart is the center of consciousness. So Prabhupada gives very nice definition. So much discussion is there. This is where the Brahmaranda came out. Because of Krishna, anytime this soul comes out from this place, through this outlet, means he is liberated out of these three material modes of nature. I'm sorry, it's already 9 o'clock, and just give me, just 2 minutes more. At least I want to just finish this. So in the 30, that we see Lord Krishna inside Agasura mouth, he was relishing. This relishment, we have to understand. It is not that, you know, when someone tells you, oh, I love you, you feel good. You feel good because it has origin there. It's not that Krishna need to feel that he, you know, they miss him. It's not like that. It is the nourishment that Srimati Radhika or Ladini Potency makes from those coward boys. It is such a 10 million times, Prabhupada said, 10 million times more than happiness. Any happiness you have in this world, if you have, in Chitraketu story, we know there is a 7 thing if you have, then you know what is material happiness. You have to have only proprietorship of the entire planet. Imagine, who can be? Dibbanga Prabhu. He is the only emperor of the whole universe, whole planet. Just imagine that. And you know all the scriptures. All the ministers is under you, subordinate. All the family member, everybody loves you. You don't have any enemy. You know the entire scriptures. If there is a drought or bad thing happens, you can engage the brahmana to counter. And then last two things, very important. You have to have a big macho body. And the final thing is, this is Rupa Goswami Pad gives this. This is called Jarananda. And you have to have a tremendous desire to enjoy like anything. When you have all this, then you know what is the human enjoyment in this planet. And you multiply 100 times, then you know what is the enjoyment in forefather planet. Multiply 100 times, come to servant of the demigod. 100 times more is demigod. 100 times more, Indra's pleasure. Indra is not happy just like me. You're talking about million times more than happiness, what we enjoy here. 100 times like this, Prajapati. This verse, this is I'm explaining, is from a one verse where Prabhupada gives this verse. Brahmananda bhave deso cheto prarardha gunikrita. Naitam bhakti sukham bade paramanu tulamapi. It's in the seventh canto, Prabhupada put this verse. So sweet, that verse. And then you multiply 100 times, what is Brahmananda? You multiply 100 times, then the devotee who are serving in Vaikuntha. You multiply 100 times, then you will know what is the Brajavasi enjoying. You multiply 100 times, then Srimati Radhika's manifestation in that happiness to serve Krishna under her guidance, how the happiness is. So it is unimaginable for me to think, but this good idea that it is such ecstasy that we are shooting for and we'll get this. This is what Krishna is enjoying with the boys. But externally it appears like fear and all these things. So in the 32, the last verse, here Lord is given a name called Mukunda. Mukunda means one who gives liberation. The famous verse of Sarvam Bhattacharya very soon will come in Saturday class. But there is also Mukunda means, Kunda is a flower from whom, you know, the if you probably notice, most of the flowers that have a heavy fragrance are the white color, and not the colorful. And at least that's what I saw, you know, jasmine, gardenia, all this white color. They have so much fragrance. The Kunda flower, I don't know the English name, is the most fragrance. And it always produces four kinds of fragrance that if anybody comes in contact, get benefit. And that is the origin name of Mukunda, how Radharani addressed him. Because his presence makes her four types of fragrance. Krishna can never hide. Radharani finds always by the fragrance with this Mukunda. That's how she gave the name Mukunda. And Prabhupada very nicely explained that word again here. Then Mukunda, when he comes in contact, the Agasur Gaur Sharupa Mukti, all the coward boys will see very soon how they come out, and they are so ecstasy and they are expressing their love to Krishna. You won't believe, Krishna, what happened. We were like so scared that we won't see you. Even though Krishna heard it, Krishna enjoys this love. Then Madhumugal cried, I know I always challenge you. Sridham said, I challenge you all the time, but believe or not, without you, my life is worthless. I want to be always with you. Krishna cries, they embrace, and this goes on and on. Then they want to start picnic, we'll see very soon. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol. No question, just you can ask me personally because time is up.